Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
I'm going to be thinking about her for the rest of the day. Wondering how it's going to go with Dana and her boss when she gets to work.
Right.
Yeah, her boss is going to be thinking about her the rest of the day.
That was a story.
Listen, if you just missed what just happened with Dana accidentally texting her boss instead of her boyfriend, we have a podcast and you can catch up if you go to any of your... Anywhere you go to download your podcast and you want to download the Burt Show podcast, but let's just say Burt Show listener Dana, she found herself in a little bit of a pickle and then her boss wanted to offer up his pickle and now it's a whole... bigger pickle. We got so many pickles.
Pickles everywhere.
All right, so I want to ask you guys about the winks you get from those that you have lost. I don't know if I saw this somewhere and filed it away. I don't know if I made this up, but I like the sentiment. So we've talked about glimmers on the show before where you look for like the little positives and not even the little positives, but little things that just like put a smile on your face, like seeing a rainbow or, you know, your kid do something cute, like these little glimmers. Whereas what I'm asking for is winks. So it's like your loved one from beyond giving you a little wink, like saying like, hey, I'm here. I'm still with you in some capacity and I see what you're doing. And I just want to give you a little wink of support. So that's what I'm looking for, like little tiny winks from loved ones you have lost. 1-855-BIRT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. Because it's happened not once, but twice here recently with my dad.
Oh, wow.
So Pops passed away in 2018. I don't know why it's easier for me to remember the year than how long it's been, because it seems like it was yesterday and then it also seems like an eternity ago. But so Pops passed away in 2018, and I've been very open about grief and my grief journey, and I think it's super important to talk about. And I think it's important for people to remember, just because someone dies, it doesn't mean your love for them dies. You're always going to have that, and you're going to want to remember them and you're going to want to talk about them. And I think for some people it can be uncomfortable, and I respect that. Like if you're a part of the DPC, the Dead Parent Club, it's not a fun club to be a part of, but I'm of the mindset that I'm going to err on the side of talking about it than not talking about it, because I think it's more cathartic and I think it's more beneficial for me and hopefully for some other people who are going through it. So here's what has happened recently. So a little humble brag. I just celebrated 100 yoga classes. I just completed my 100th yoga class.
Congratulations.
Right?
Thank
you. Love this for you.
It took me a hot minute to get there, but we're not going to focus on the journey. Here we're going to focus on the destination. So I was pretty happy that I had done that. And so I'm in class and we're doing our sun salutations in the beginning. And this is just kind of like warming up your body. And lo and behold, a Beatles song comes on. And for those that don't know, my dad and I had a strong connection with the Beatles. And I'm like, oh, a Beatles song. But it wasn't just any Beatles song. It was Here Comes the Sun.
Is it coming?
Well, Tommy gave me a thumbs up that he had it. But here comes the sun.
Here comes the sun, and I say
it was playing through the board.
So, and I mean, it took every ounce of my being to not cry and like to hold that tear in, because Here Comes the Sun is also the song I played while I was pregnant with Jimmy, and it's like a special song for us. And what I've been feeling more so the past couple of months, and I think it's because I'm hitting these milestones with my son, Jimmy, who turns 4 at the end of this month. You know, I'm planning his birthday party and signing him up for T-ball, which my brother played growing up. And my dad was very active. Like, he was hands-on when it came to coming to any of our sporting events. And it's always so bittersweet because I'm at Jimmy's first T-ball practice and I'm like, man, I wish Pops could see this. You know what I mean? And then his 4th birthday is so exciting. Like I'm so pumped to see my child grow and be healthy and become a year older. But at the same time, it's like it's another year that dad has missed of his life because he's not here. So it's always just like this tug and pull of bittersweet. So that plays, and I'm like, oh, that was like a nice, because this is like, that's where I had been emotionally, and when I received that wink. But then I leave there, I pick up Jimmy from school and I go over to Bert's house, right? And I'm having a play date with his girlfriend, Amanda, and her son, Asa. We were supposed to meet at a park, but long story short, we ended up meeting at his house and we're playing there. Now, my dad's name was Jim. His family called him Jimmy growing up, but everybody knew and referred to him as Jim. So we're there playing and having this play date, and Asa looks over. They're riding this like electric Bronco, right? They have like this electric Jeep they're driving, and Asa looks over at Jimmy and goes, "Come on, Jim, get in. We're going for a ride."
Aww.
And for the rest of the afternoon, Asa calls Jimmy Jim for whatever reason. Like he never has, or what? And I mean, I immediately like felt it in my soul, and I felt it was like another wink. And so it's just this weird place that I've been in, and I feel like it's his, and maybe it's coincidental, but I choose not to believe that. I choose to believe like this is my dad's little way of just winking at me and letting me know, even though I'm not Earthside, and even though you can't see me in the flesh, I am in some way, some capacity witnessing your life and witnessing Jimmy from afar. And that's just the way I've chosen to take it.
That's beautiful.
And I feel too, just because there's just been moments, I'm like, man, I really wish he was here to see this and to witness this. And so now I've just been like, I don't know how. I don't know the science behind it. I can't give you how it's happening, but I do feel in some way he's watching Jimmy grow up.
I love that. I think it's so sweet. And I had one that happened to me on our Bird's Big Adventure trip, and I didn't really realize it, but I came on here a while ago, and after my grandmother had passed, my husband just randomly started singing Josie's in a Place Far Away. That song, I got the tune totally wrong, but y'all know what I'm talking about. It's not music that we listen to, but her name was Josie, and she was in a place far away, and I took that as a sign. And at one of the nights on Bert's Big Adventure, like, I was just reminiscing, like, how great of a time everyone was happening. We were at Dueling Pianos, and I was sitting there being like, how lucky am I that I get to be a part of this trip and see these kids light up and have this, like, crew by my side. And it was either Tommy or David.
It was
Tommy. Yeah. And what'd you come up to me and say?
I said, Cassie, did you request The Outfield? Because that song is by The Outfield. And you said, no, I was over here doing this. I said, well, they just played it, and Josie is here.
Yeah, Josie. Oh, wow. They were playing Josie's in a Place Far Away, and made me feel like a little nod that I was on the right track with how I was feeling.
Hey, Brandy, welcome to The Bert Show. What wink have you gotten?
Hey, good morning. We actually went to, my father-in-law passed before my son was born, and we went to his grave this weekend to put new flowers out. And what does Pawpaw look like? What does Pawpaw look like? Mm-hmm. And so I went to pull up a picture, and he died beginning of COVID, so like early 2020. And so I had to obviously scroll way back because, you know, you take way too many pictures of your kids.
Of course.
But I swiped up once, and it went back so far that the first picture that popped up was my father-in-law and my husband. Mm-hmm. And we all just kind of stood there, and we were like, okay.
He's like, I'm here. Thank you so much.
He does that a lot.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. Beautiful. April, welcome to the Bert Show. Share your wink with us.
Yeah. So, hi, guys. My husband and I just bought a house on Lake Martin, and that is where I grew up. My grandparents, me, mom, and people, had a house there. So, for 30 years, learned how to ski there, spent every summer there. And this weekend, when we bought the house and got everything transferred over, I logged into the TV. And the Netflix profiles, the first one that showed up was Meemaw and Peepaw. And it just really touched me, and it was so special.
Thank you, April. Hey, Sherry, welcome to The Bert Show. How is your friend winking at you?
So I don't get winks. I get, like, shakes, stomps. I don't know what they are. But I have a friend who died in 2018, and every year around his birthday and death day, my computer gets glitchy. He used to send me flowers. Flowers pop up out of all the pictures on my computer, pictures of he and his family. That's like in 2018, he was supposed to go camping on a big trip with us. And some guy randomly walks up and says, can I take a picture of you guys with the Polaroid? And he did. And it's me, my kids, and a big flash of light beside us. And then the last thing I'll say is, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the guy a long time ago, John Edwards. But I went to one of his things, and he kept pointing, saying, somebody in this direction, somebody in this direction. And you think it's, like, fake. I never stood up, but he was like, whoever you are. And he started naming, like, dog names, family names, like, everything. And my sister was with me, and she was like, oh, my gosh. She was like, that's us. I was like, I know. But we never stood up. And he kept saying, whoever you are, just know. But we never stood up. So, anyway.
Thank you so much for sharing, Sherry. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go with number three, Austin. Hey, Austin, share some of your winks, bud.
Hey, good morning, y'all. So my grandfather was my favorite person on this planet. And 2 years ago at my wedding, I didn't tell anyone, but I put a single yellow buttercup in a chair for him because that was his favorite flower ever. Now, flash forward to Monday, me and my wife closed our first house ever. So, Abby, prayers up for you in this season.
Thanks. I just got a text from my realtor. Let you know.
You got this. So all the chaos, it's stressful. We're like, did we make the right decision? My dog's running all around. And I look down, and in our front yard is a single yellow buttercup that has bloomed in the front yard. So it's like, okay, we got this. It's all good.
Wow.
That's all. And I mean, I think some people can easily dismiss that as just coincidences, but I feel like there's something, I feel like there's a deeper meaning there.
Nah, if you've ever really experienced it, you know it's not a coincidence. You can feel it.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.